This podcast is a Folk Media production.
अब खास स्टेशन की एक खास मेमोरी बताओ तो मुझे प्लेटफॉर्म पर मूंगफली बेचने वाले अंकल की बहुत याद आती है। मैं अक्सर उनसे सिंह चना लेकर ट्रेन में बैठती थी और वो हर वक्त प्यार से मुस्कुराकर मुझे बोलते थे, बेटी सिंह चना खाओगी?
लिंकिंग रोड खार has always been Mumbai's high street, dotted with shopping options. Back then, it used to be Uncle's shop, Regal shoes, Metro shoes, right up to MMK College in Bandra.
Agla Station Podcast.
I believe Khar is Bandra's lesser-known sister in Mumbai City. But it's got all the hottest spots, also almost considered as Bandra itself. And Khar Station is on the western and harbour lines of the Mumbai Suburban Railway Network.
Agla Station, Khar Road.
Even if you're not from the city, this is where you come to. For the Linking Road shopping, for the hidden Pani Puri spots in every second lane, and of course, the fun loitering that you can always do.
Hi, I'm Anuj Desai. I was born and brought up in Khar, and I have lovely fond memories of the place where I grew up. Linking Road Khar has always been Mumbai's high street, dotted with shopping options. Back then, it used to be Uncle's shop, Regal shoes, Metro shoes, right up to MMK College in Bandra. These days, it has become a little more upscale, more commercial, more transactional. Back in those days, all those shops had regular customers whom they would know by face, if not by name.
So a baffling trivia from an article from the Free Press Journal that I came across said that, you know, the station was set up back in 1924, which makes 2020, in fact, the 96th year for Khar Station. And back then, there were 1,700 commuters daily from this very station, cut to 2014, where there are 85,000 daily passengers.
Hi, mera naam hai Bianca Saurashtri, aur main Mumbai ke Khar ilake mein rehti hoon. And it's been 23 years now since I have been living here. And I must say, I love my area. And honestly, train journeys मेरे लिए एक go-to mode of transportation है, अगर मुझे कहीं दूर जाना है या traffic से बचना है. और मैंने ये बात तब सीखी when I first started to travel by train during my college days, when I used to travel from Khar to Churchgate to HR College. और ये एक घंटे का सफर और भी यादगार होता था जब हम दोस्त platform पर मिलते थे और साथ travel करते थे. गप्पे लड़ाना हो या exam paper का discuss करना हो, ट्रेन में सफर करने की यादें भी कुछ अलग सी ही होती है. और जब कॉलेज खत्म हुआ तो जॉब शुरू हुई और खार टू चर्चगेट का रूट चेंज हो गया और बन गया खार टू लोअर परेल या खार टू राम मंदिर. एंड इवेंचुअली आई ट्रैवल टू मोस्ट ऑफ द जंक्शंस बाय ट्रेन इटसेल्फ बिकॉज एट द एंड ऑफ द डे दैट वाज द फास्टेस्ट इजीएस्ट एंड चीपेस्ट मोड ऑफ ट्रांसपोर्टेशन.
हेलो, I'm Mrs. Kamlesh Ganwani. I have been living in Khar since the last nearly 35 years now. Khar is my home since so many years now. I always find it full-fledged to do all my shopping, the tailor, the groceries and the medical shops, along with my banks also, all are in and around the station or on the SP road very close to the Khar station. I have used Khar Station innumerable times, and that would be up to Borivali, also up to Andheri on the northern part of Mumbai, and on the south to Grand Road, Churney Road, even to Churchgate sometimes.
Of course, if you haven't guessed it already, that's my mom. Yes, we are true blue Kharites. So moving on to some exceptionally adventurous stories and walking down memory lane. Here it is.
Hi there, this is Shraddha, and I've lived in Khar all my life. It's been 21 years, and trust me, it's been one of a kind. This place literally holds a lot of importance to me because there's so many memories attached. So this is one of those things that I'm never going to forget and probably will never ever happen again. So this one morning, I was running late to college, and to my luck, the train had arrived on the wrong platform. So the train that usually goes to Churchgate used to arrive on the fourth platform, but this morning it had arrived on the first platform, and to my luck, I was still on the bridge, so I could run and take it. And by this time, the train had already started moving a little, and before it was too late, the train driver saw us running and trying to find the compartment, and he just waved to us. And he waved to us saying, get in. And the train actually stopped. And I know this sounds surreal and it sounds vague, but trust me, we were as surprised as everybody else. Everybody else was on the train. And I think this is something that is always going to stay with me because it was so much fun. It was one of a kind, truly.
The car I grew up in was this lovely quaint place dotted with bungalows, cottages, completely tree-lined with thick foliages, where even the thick foliages would protect us from even heavy rains. Car back then also boasted of an open maidan that was adjacent to car gymkhana, where we spent endless number of days and countless number of days playing cricket and in the monsoons playing football. Another pride of place in car was the Rajesh Khanna Garden, that had a proper toy train running around its circumference. A huge novelty back then. It was actually Rotary Park, but it was more popularly known as Rajesh Khanna Park because it was the superstar himself who had inaugurated it.
Well, if you think of the name Khar, does it sound odd to you?
So, the word Khar, when it is used as for the village, comes from the Marathi word kharat, which means salty. This area probably would have had salt pans at one point of time. On the western side of what is today the Western Railways, there used to be a village called Khar on the island of Salset or Sashti. And this would be about 400-500 meters from what is the station today. Hence, that gave the name to Khar station, which is known as Khar Road.
So that is Bharat Kodaskar from Khaki Tours, and he will definitely tell us more about the planning of this place, why are certain roads numbered a certain way, why are certain places named a certain way.
Khar is one of the planned garden suburbs which was created in Mumbai to attract people from the older part of the town to new places where plots of land were created. So that's why you have roads which are numbered, like, you know, 13th Avenue and 17th Road and things like that. So these were grid format which was made, and you have to realize that to attract people, there were ads given in newspapers that these plots are available. So just to the west, there is this area which is called Madhu Park, which became a CKP enclave. So CKPs are a Maharashtrian community, Chandrasenia Kayastha Prabhu, and they would have a lot of bungalows in that area. There is a road which connects the village of Danda and the Khar station, which is known as MV Dhurandhar Chowk. It is named after a man who was a great artist and a painter whose bungalow was very near to Madhu Park. That's why the area has the name.
So where's the connectivity goes? There are 648 suburban trains. There are 108 harbour line trains that function daily from the station. So I think apart from providing efficient transportation, train stations just have so many food options in and around them. It's almost like their functionality. So believe it or not, there's a kulfi wala called Stylish Ice Cream near Khar station. And my favourite is the chocolate chip kulfi. And how I miss it now. And you get it in those round slabs, and one is not enough. And the other food option is Karachi Sweets Pani Puri, which is just a little ahead of the station. And of course, Trupti Farsan for all your dry samosas and theplas and some amazing yummy stuff. And yes, because I'm from Khar, I can give you a long list of places. I've lived here for far too long. But let's speak to the others and find out more.
The food places, one is the Vrindavan restaurant, which is a South Indian place, and it's there since so many years. It also holds kitty parties for ladies and takeaway menus, lots of things. Again, the opposite that is the Iyengar Bakery, where you get variety of cakes and biscuits, etc., the hot chips next to it.
आप खार स्टेशन की एक खास मेमोरी बताओ तो मुझे प्लेटफॉर्म पर मूंगफली बेचने वाले अंकल की बहुत याद आती है। मैं अक्सर उनसे सिंह चना लेकर ट्रेन में बैठती थी।
Hi, my name is Ryan. Right off the bat, I can think of these two chat guys set up right outside Khar station. Many a times, like when I got home from work by train, and you just come out either you're waiting for a sharing rickshaw or a bus or even a normal rickshaw, whatever. Like I would have to have a dahi puri from those guys. They make it really well. I mean, at least I like the way they make it. And other places around Khar station that I kind of frequently go to, one of them is Three Wise Monkeys, which is right outside the lane there at Khar station.
There are a few places around Khar station which have been my absolute favorites. So the first place on the list is going to be the chaat stalls that are right opposite the station. It is a classic, trust me. I've seen them there since I was a kid and it's everyone's favorite. It's always crowded. The second place has to be Radhana Coastal Delight. And honestly, it's hands down one of the best seafood places in Khar. And the third place is going to be Sambar. So if you're a sucker for South Indian food, trust me, you're going to enjoy it. And for the nightlife, we obviously have our personal favorites, Khar Social. And for karaoke nights, we have Rasta. Both of these places actually are pretty lively and amazing. It's also very pocket friendly.
So that was it on Agla Station from Khar this week. You can also write to us about your station stories or anything that takes you down memory lane at hey@curlytales.com, or you can DM us on Instagram using the handle curly.tales, or even on Facebook. We are Curly Tales Digital. Stay tuned.